Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about explaining that part of Ash Friendly is a part of getting ready. Getting ready means getting everything in your life together the way that you see it so you can be your best version of yourself, whatever that is. Everyone's version of being ready and being able to talk, communicate. I want people to feel healthy, be it people to feel that they love themselves. But that comes to you. That comes through you, to you, in the way that you need to be at any given time. So let me break it down to you, and I'll use myself as an example so you can get a better understanding of what I mean. Getting ready for me every day involves me taking care of the people that are important to me first in myself. I have to take care of my two kitties, make sure that their kitty litter, their kitty food, their kitty litter, their litter box is right, perfect, and they're in harmony and they're happy kitties. I have food, I have a place to use the bathroom, I have water, I have shelter. And I got my cat toys, and I got my catnip, whatever my big boy and my little girl need, because they're important to me. Then I make sure that my girlfriend's taking care of Ashley, that she has everything she needs. She's ready to work, ready to shower, ready to just eat, to drink coffee, to have her phone. Is it charged? I ensure that she has everything ready, and then it's off my time. My time to do things that are important to me. I like to pray in the morning. I like to exercise my mind. I like to read the Bible in the morning. I like to focus on myself, what I'm grateful for, what inspires me yesterday. I like to look at things that, other things that are important to me, like, can't remember the world is, there's a certain word that I use and I cannot remember it, so I apologize. But there's a certain thing that I look in the mirror, I tell myself that I'm handsome, I'm loving, I'm kind, I'm genuine, I'm true, and I'm honest. And I'm always done to try to do the right thing no matter what. And it's loving to this point. And then a reflection from the mirror comes right back at me. Affirmation. There it goes. There's the word I was looking for. So that's part of what I do. Then I make sure my room's clean. My car is clean. My house is clean. It's picked up. It's orderly. Doesn't have to be perfect every day, but it's together. And I know that I feel safer because that's what I took care of. Now that I am ready to take on the day, now I can hit all the obstacles that come out through the day, all the challenges, everything at me, because I am in tune with my body, my mind, and my spirit. And so that way, everything's easy. I stay in the flow of life, this little big river of life, streaming down, streaming up, streaming sideways, wherever it goes, I'm staying in it because it's just easier that way. It's easier for me to do the right thing now. It's easier for me to follow what I need to do according to the days at hand. I don't struggle anymore with big decisions. I just take them one decision at a time. I work on things that push me, that make me better, my weakness. I work on things because my greatest fault is however strong I'm going to become, I'm always the strongest at my weakest point. And so I work on that a little bit every day. When I get too frustrated, I refocus myself and I work on things that are great. I channel my inner, like, the love that I have for humanity, for the people around me, for my friends, for animals, for this planet. And I channel that and I try to be the best version I can. Try to make the right interactions, be thoughtful of my words, find out where I need to be, what I'm doing. My tone goes up, goes down, left, right, lower, higher, because it's important for people to make sure that I'm not insulting them in any way by the tone of my voice, by my presence, by my being, by my stature. My body language is together. I try not to look, I'm a very big guy. I don't try to look over dominating and bearing on people. Like, hey, not the biggest guy out there, but people always notice how thick and strong I am. But I don't really try to portray that. I try to be something else, something calm, relaxing. But they see this muscle, the tone, maybe it's the bald head. I don't know what it is, but it always seems like, whoa, I don't want to mess with him. And then they get to know me. Hi, how are you? That's a different thing they see. But I'm there for them if they need anything like that. I can protect people when I have to. I don't lie to people, but if I have to lie about something to protect someone, then I will. See, it's all these little steps I do every day about getting ready for something. But I don't know what it is yet. And for a lot of people that are coming, then find out what works for you. Find out if just making your bed work, just taking brushing your teeth in the morning, doing all the little things, you know, combing your hair, like, you know, doing like lotioning your body. Find the things that you can do to take care of yourself and to take care of the room, your people around you, the animals. Find what that is. And then you will be ready for the day to tackle on whatever needs to become. Now, if you don't have anything there's nothing coming. Well, that's not true. You have nothing to get ready for if you're going to be stuck in the house all day. You have to get ready for being stuck in the house all day. If you have nothing in life except to watch TV because you have no life going on, well, get ready for watching TV. Get ready for the obvious first. And then, okay, now I'm ready for this, but I'm like, if that gets boring, see, that's when you start to open up your mind and say, okay, well, what are my weaknesses? What can I find in myself? I want to do something. I just don't know what it is, where it's going. Like, that's life, and that's a great part of the journey, because you get to now get, since you're ready taking care of all the other things, now you're ready to take care of the things that you've always wanted to take care of. Whether it's go work out, whether it's be a better reader, to comprehend better, whether it's to be a better speaker, a better listener, whether it's just be able to just move your arm up and down, or whether it's just to learn how to cook. And I know a lot of people want to do things that are just impossible, but start with the basic things. If you can't move your arms, you want to learn how to cook, well, learn to cook first so you can teach someone else how to cook for you. And then you can learn, then you together can learn. So if a guy or a girl is like, can't move their arms, can't move their legs, but they just love cooking, they want to learn, then just learn. And then you can navigate people. Hey, I bought the steaks. I bought the chicken. This is how I want it cooked. This is what I want it to do. Because I want to own my own store one day, my own restaurant. And I can do that, but I got to be the manager because I'm the beautiful face behind the restaurant. Besides, behind Sir Pounce's eatery. And people will love to come to you because you're already being that inspiration. They'll taste your food because it's so delightful, because they know what you had to go to get this far. The funding, the people around you, the togetherness, and working on one goal and one focus. That's what I mean by getting ready. If you don't believe in yourself that you have something that you can like offer to anyone or to offer to yourself, and you have a hard time with getting ready, then that's your mission. Then that's your purpose for right now. Find people that believe in you. And there are people around that believe in you. No matter where you are in life, no matter what you've done, not only bad things you've done to yourself, to your family, to whoever, you can still find a way. If you're around a complete evil, find the light. The light will come out sooner or later. It can't always be dark forever. It doesn't work like that. I know that from experience. It does not work, because there will always be light, and you have to find it yourself. I can't teach you that. I can't show you that. I can't say, hey, walk your hand to the light. You got to find out on yourself, because when you find out on your own and you make those little steps, step by step here, it'll become more gratifying. I did it on my own and I'm getting there. I'm not out of the darkness yet. I got like a couple like glimmer of hope of like light rays, a couple stars up there that's navigating the way, and I'm getting there piece by piece, day by day, and it's getting brighter. Because one thing about the darkness, it hates light and can't survive in the light. It never has and never will. Evil doesn't like light. And so when you start to be that light your own self, then around you will start becoming brighter and learning every day. Folks, I want to thank you for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the people around you, love the environment a little more every day, we'll continue to make this world a safer and more beautiful place. Thank you for listening, and always remember, together we are Ash Friendly.